Even more locals have joined QP's province-wide strike for unionized workers in long-term care homes. Workers at four more long-term care homes in Nova Scotia have sent out strike notices, including one in Cape Breton. Workers at Maple Hill Manor in New Waterford walked off the job Friday morning, joining fellow members who have been striking for just over 2 weeks. At the Maple Hill Manor strike, picket captain Keith Nemus discussed why they chose to join the other workers.
We came out and joined our other locals because we're fighting for fair wages. That's mainly what the whole thing is about. Fair wages, the prices of everything have gone up so much. We haven't kept pace with, you know, raises. And we just want, you know, fair wages. I mean, rent, gas, look at the food prices, you know. We're falling way behind. Our pay 3 years and 4 years ago is not what it's like today. You're actually losing money, you know what I mean? So it's really tough. And we're just, you know, we just want the fair wages.
Recently, Nova Scotia's Minister of Seniors and Long-Term Care, Barbara Adams, addressed the strike, saying she had QP members reach out asking for details on the offer from the provincial government. She says she knows not all QP members know what the offer is and that some QP unions have already accepted it. Nemus responded to Adams' comments.
Well, the comments like that, which is tied to the Me Too clause, what it's called, all those unions that have accepted it, smaller unions and whatnot, they're going to get the same deal that we would get. So they would get exactly what we're going to get when everything is settled. So you can't put division, you know, just trying to drive a nail in between us all. That's not going to work. We, you know, we're all united together, QP.
The Me Too clause would allow other unions to also accept whatever deal QP is able to negotiate with the province. Nemus says the deal will need to look at workers in multiple positions.
A living wage in Nova Scotia is like $27.50. There's some people here, yeah, housekeeping, cooks and whatnot, that make, you know, 18 something an hour. I mean, that's been like that since a long time. And like I said, all the prices of everything, we just want to get a fair wage with the government. That's all we're asking for. Nothing outrageous, just a fair working wage.
Meanwhile, we're getting a sense of the current conditions inside long-term care homes as the remaining staff try to keep operations running in light of the strike. Leanne Marchand's 87-year-old mother-in-law has been a resident of the St. Anne Community and Nursing Care Center in Aerochat for almost 2 years. She says when home care became too much for her family, they looked for a place where her mother-in-law could live comfortably.
For us, the decision was A, her safety, and B, to ensure that her final days with us would be in an environment that could be conducive to her, you know, present circumstances, that could contribute to providing her with social stimulation, with friendship, with activity. So here we are. It's just time for her to enjoy the fruits of her labor. She's worked very hard her entire life, and we really hoped that this would just be a time of peace and comfort and a dignified time for her.
Marchand says after moving her mother-in-law into St. Anne, they felt at home immediately. She says staff was great at mimicking her home setting to make her comfortable.
We've been delighted. Like, we've been absolutely delighted with both, you know, both the staff that are on strike right now and the management. Like, they've always been very prompt to bring any concerns to our attention. And the people are her people. She is French, and it is a French community, so a lot of the staff do speak French. And it's just created a home. It's her home. They created an environment where she feels safe.
But she says despite the small amount of residents at only 29, they are feeling the effects of the strike.
The most alarming situation for me has been going in and finding her in tears and an immense amount of discomfort. And so she needed to go to the washroom, and there was nobody around to be able to help her. And I stress how much we support both the union and the management team, because everybody is running around there. There are just not enough bodies to ensure that our residents, that our families are cared for the way they need to be cared for and the way they deserve to be cared for. She is now wheelchair bound, and really the only thing she has left that provides her any type of dignity is her control over those things. And if she doesn't have someone to bring her wheelchair bound, then what little bit of dignity that she has left is now compromised. You know, things like that, again, when we're going back to trying to provide dignified, compassionate care to our loved ones in their final days, the shortage is having an effect, a true effect, on what these people, these limited bodies are able to do for our families. So it's very disturbing. And again, it's a small facility, so there's a lot of people there that we know. It's just a you know, one big happy family. And, you know, yesterday one of her friends was blowing kisses out the window to the strikers saying, "When are you coming home?" She is visibly shaken by everything that's going on. So it's very upsetting from a family standpoint. You know, we are trying our best to make sure that we're there every day and make sure that not only her, but, you know, her friends have somebody to talk to or share a cup of tea with. Because there's absolutely no time for that under the current circumstances. They are fed, they are changed when they can be, and that's about it. That is it.
Harshan has been sharing her experiences on social media and discussed the response she has received.
Oh my gosh, it has been absolutely overwhelming. We have heard from people from every end of this province. You know, and I actually have a couple of messages that I haven't gotten to today to read. And you know, the circumstances are going to be the same. Your loved one is in care, and this is not what we were promised. This is not what the government of Nova Scotia has promised us in terms of long-term care. Like, it's not just about feeding them and about making sure they have their medicine and make sure they get to the washroom. You know, their commitment is to provide social and meaningful activities, mental, social well-being, you know, all those supports, recreational programming. These are the very factors that comprise their licensing, but it doesn't seem to matter right now. So absolutely, we've been receiving a report from every county, you know, across the province. It's rewarding because it's making a difference in their lives, people that are struggling and fighting for this.
She called on the provincial government to get back to the bargaining table.
This is more than politics. This is family. And, you know, the ones that are being hurt the most are the residents. And enough is enough. It has to end.
QP workers at 30 long-term care homes across Nova Scotia are now on strike, bringing the total number of workers on the picket line to around 3,000. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.